Mr. Hashem, today we're holding on Daf Hey, page 5 in the Peleoitz. We're starting a new topic today. It's called Avas Atzmoy. This is a really fascinating topic because the whole idea of like loving oneself, of even the idea of like having a self, is a fairly modern idea, lahavdil, in the psychological community, right? The idea of like self-discovery, self-worth, like it's a very fairly new like invention. But to have a sefer, a Musar sefer, talking about it and quoting Makaris, like this is a real, it tells you really, it's actually a Jewish value. The Jewish value that of course our love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes first. Reishis Chachma Yeres Hashem, everything that stems from Hashem is initially and is the most important aspect. But the idea as well that a person should have a respect and a love for themselves, and that in a way defines in the cyclical way your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we say, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. I am my to beloved as my beloved is to me. What's the first word in that pasuk? The first word in that pasuk is ani. There has to be an ani there. If a person is putting themselves down, is constantly self-effacing, is doesn't see themselves as who they truly are, how can you have a real relationship with L'doy Dili? How could you have a relationship with the biggest yadid that we have, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter, the Chvod V'atzma? It's impossible. So let's take a look now. Let's start the Avas Atzmoy in the Peleoitz. Kiteva hu be'enosh, shehidbiya boi haboire. This is a natural tendency that Hashem has placed within the human beings. Shehe oyuvas atzmoy, that a person is, for lack of a better term, maybe it's not perfect, that they're selfish. There is a selfish love. And we see in halacha, v'adam karvetz la'atzmoy, that halachically a person cannot testify upon themselves because he's in a sense a relative to himself, meaning he is literally living with himself. That's hilarious. Some people can be karis latzmai, and yet they're total strangers to who they really are themselves. Some people can be so unself-aware that they inherently don't even know what they are. They don't know what their tendencies are. They don't know what they like, what they don't like. They don't know why they like what they don't like. They have no idea. You can be a literal stranger in your own mind. Even though you're with this person, it's like, would it be like a kasha on a person? You're married 30 years with a person, and you won't even know your wife's favorite color. What does that tell you about the relationship between the spouse? Is there actually a zugiyut? Is there actually a relationship between them? Seemingly not. You know, something as simple as just knowing their basic preferences. And yet most of the time, we are walking around complete strangers in our own body. We don't know why we like what we like. We don't know why we do what we do. We react in ways that we don't want to react. It's almost as if we're not really, really deeply in control. Oh. But nonetheless, there is an element and a part of ourselves that does deeply love ourselves and cares about ourselves. And we are infatuated with ourselves more than anything else in the entire world. Because the truth is, a person will do anything for themselves. There's a really evil sickness involved in this. There's a scary aspect, just really touching on what we just said a second ago, which is the Yetzer Hara is able to literally take your entire perspective on life and shift it to such a degree that you are like a drunk person. A drunk person sees things, but it's so shaky and so topsy-turvy, and you're not really experiencing reality in the real way. Through that fact that you're disconnected from what you're really truly experiencing and seeing, you don't really you're bringing a lot of bad upon yourself. And it literally could lead to the worst types of evil that a person could impart up to themselves through this aspect, more than any other person could do to you. The chaylis that occur within the self, that are self-made, the problems and the challenges that are self-created. Let's say I have a person, I have a friend who, when he was in yeshiva, psychologically, it didn't make sense. He just had a wonderful person, a really sweet individual, who just had completely the inability to wake up in the morning for Shacharis. I would see that he would wake up in the morning, let's say 7 o'clock in the morning, Shacharis is 7:45. He would get up, he would get dressed, and you just saw the internal battle that he would have to get back, that he would get back in the bed and right away. You just saw it. Or I remember one time, it was even crazy, where we were in the dorms and he got out of his bed, he got dressed. The dorm counselor, the vicar, was coming to wake everybody up. He literally went upstairs to the fourth floor, hid into someone else's bed, and went back to sleep. It was almost like a chayli. Yeah, it was almost like a sickness. And we're trying to figure out, because this person is a wonderful individual, sweet, lovable, one of the sweetest people ever. And there's clearly, people have what we call self-defeating tendencies. Maybe it stems from an anxiety. It's stemming from a lot of different places. But the point only being is that we do a lot of things which are self-defeating. That we feel like there's a certain level of inertia, and maybe there's a part of yourself that is scared of success, because the success then comes along with a lot of obligations and chiyuvim, and also more specifically the possibility of failure. You know, and a person will then self-sabotage themselves. It's a crazy thing. Why would somebody sabotage themselves? Don't you want yourself to succeed? Because you can become like Mamash a shikr. You're not operating in reality in the normal way. Oh. And what happens is Mamash v'zeshnos gadol u'be'emes amru chazal. Ein adam chayta elam kein nechnas b'ruach shtos. A person would never do an avera unless inherently there's a ruach shtos that came into you. Shemishu ha'shoyta, someone who's crazy, l'famim yaviyo shtuso li'yos ma'abidas m'ladas. It can literally chas v'shalom rechman al-etzam bring a person to a point of taking their own life. That's what depression is. Depression is a complete warped reality that everything is dark, everything's terrible, there's no hope, there's no future, you're totally locked in. Such people, they can really convince themselves that the most logical and the best decision for me, for my family. You know how many times I've heard stories about suicide notes where a father or a mother or somebody wrote that this is the best thing for the family? They give it a logical explanation that this is the best thing for the family. How could somebody think that way? That to kill themselves, God forbid, is better for the family. Of course, if any family would be willing to give over millions and millions of dollars to have that family relative with them. Yeah, your perspective on life, it just gets warped. Yeah, it's scary. It's very scary that through the fact they have low self-esteem, they're able to bring themselves to the worst things. Someone who has a brain in their head and two, you know, functioning brain cells, she a person should absolutely love themselves. You should for sure love yourself, appreciate what you're doing. But a person should absolutely 100% be, you know, they say like, "Al taksak toiv la'atzmacha." This isn't the Pirkei Avos, right? Don't hold good for yourself. You know, if you've learned a lot of Torah, don't hold like "Al taksak toiv la'atzmacha." Don't get so haughty or big headed, right? Kilkach nevesa, because you were created for this. But that's in terms of your ability of what you've gained. But in terms of what you do, a person should absolutely derive pride in themselves and say, wow, isn't it amazing that my value system is not to make a ton of money in the world? I could have gone into business. I could theoretically make a lot of money. And no, I decided I want to sit and learn Baal Shem Torah. Or I'm giving up a few years of my life right now to focus and to put a major yesod in my family, in the values of my family, that Torah is the most important thing, and then I'll go out to go work later. But I'm actively making a decision. A person should really be proud of themselves, and they should never hold that again. Never should look down on themselves. And you know, it's even a funny thing as well. I've said this a few times, but you know, someone who gets depressed over, let's say, feeling that they're failing in their spiritual obligations. They feel down and feel low that I'm not learning as much as I should, I'm not davening as much as I should, I'm not keeping mitzvahs as much as I should, I should be doing much more. That's the holiest thing in the world. That's the holiest thing. I think that's beautiful. Because that means a person should stop themselves and like give themselves like a temperature check and say, wow, the very fact that I feel sad about what I'm doing tells me that my values are that I want to do those things. A lot of times people are very cold and very disconnected from their desires or from the motivation of to really keep Torah mitzvahs. But the fact that a person gets low and gets down over like the fact they forgot the bench, Hashem Mamash takes those feelings and kisses them in Shemayim. Why? Because ultimately that's a simon, that's a raya, that those are your values. That's who you are. Otherwise, why else would you get upset? Why else would you get upset?
Not depressed.
Depressed as well. Again, depression is a very catch-all term. It has a lot of different manifestations. But you're right. If it's like debilitating depression, God forbid, no. But if it's something where you feel that moment of like, oh, I feel just low and down on myself, that's the moment to pick yourself up and say, wow, the very fact that I feel low about this tells me something about myself that I didn't realize, or I don't appreciate enough about myself, which is that I care about these things. Why else would I get upset? Of course, a person should love their body and love their physical entity more than money itself. A person should absolutely appreciate much more the fruits of their labor than nefesh tircha. If a person is giving you more, if Hashem is giving you more, I apologize. Meaning, it's a funny thing. People, there are these lawyers, high-powered lawyers, financial guys that are addicted to coffee and to cigarettes. They're dying of ulcers at the age of like 50 years old, but they have millions of them in the bank. And the question is, was that worth it? Was that worth it? So they'll give you like philosophical answers or high-minded answers. What do you mean? I'm working for my family, who they never see. Their wife hates them. Their kids never talk to them. But I'm doing it for my family. You're killing yourself slowly. You're killing yourself. And for what? Not even for any personal hanna and any benefit. Now, then the opposite extreme is that, you know, some people make easy money today. You know, nowadays they sell like these Bitcoins and NFT. There's no work involved in that. That's basically, you know, pumping and dumping. For those who are not aware, I'm not going to explain it. But for those who are aware, you understand what I'm saying? It seems like none of you are aware. The point is that such a person who like works nothing, so then their whole life is total time to go mazer, which means that they don't have the appreciation for what does it mean hard work. And because of that, both people are out of whack. Because they're not getting the true nature of what does it mean to engage in this world and working hard at the same time, and therefore appreciating your amelus that you put in, and appreciating hard work at the same time, also being able to then to reap the benefits of what you're doing. Of course, it shouldn't be that the person should be totally like someone who is just grubs drinks and food and becomes a bal taiva. Someone who sits on a cruise and goes to Cyprus every 2 weeks and is b'chol not involved in limud Torah or involved in living a day-to-day existence. Right, like chickens that are involved in activities. Yeah, we're going to see later on that a lot of these, that too much investment into these things can really destroy a person inside. And for all of these things, a person should absolutely be very careful to stay away from anger. That a person should totally remove for themselves and put themselves in a place of equilibrium and calm. Okay, we're going to stop here today, Rosh Hashem, but Shkoyach, Tzitzkomitz.